You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Hello and welcome to Carousel Radio. We have some new features, including you, me and the sea. Poems, stories and songs inspired by the seaside.
When I'm Prime Minister, where we ask if you were the most powerful person in the country, what you would do to make your life and the lives of others better.
We'll be hearing from Team Dominica, a Brighton-based organisation who supports young people with learning difficulties to acquire the skills and confidence needed to get paid employment and reach their full potential.
A radio diary feature called Sounds Like My Life, where people talk about challenges and triumphs in their daily lives.
Welcome to the show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio. Radio.
The sea, the beach and coastline hold a special place in the human imagination. It is where we go for adventure, to sail away, to chill out, to explore, to play, to catch fish, to eat, to drink, for stone skimming, to think, to daydream. We wandered down to Brighton seafront to hear what was going on.
Crashing Wave by Alexandra. The sea makes me calm. Sometimes blue, sometimes green. I like lovely dolphins jumping in. Feel the sea breeze. Splash, splash. I like crashing waves. I like this sea.
I'm Patrick. There's a sewage in the sea. Sea creatures drinking a cup of tea in a salty sea. An island close to me. The Dark Island. Just with stones. It's an Australian beach of Sydney in a rock pool. The end.
We will return to the sea in the next episode.
Sea fact of the episode. If you're at a rock pool and you're trying to catch yourself a crab, the best bait you can use is raw bacon. Crabs absolutely love it.
Oh, I never knew that.
So, who was the person who had pig and went, I'm going to feed that to that thing? Big fan of crab. Delicious. Yeah. But feels like a waste of bacon.
I know. So to do it, you put the net flat in the rock pool. You put the piece of bacon in the middle. Yeah. And the crab will smell it, come straight into it. And you just lift up the net and voila. So simple.
Maybe we should go down to the beach one day and try it out.
Or maybe we should just get the lovely listeners.
Send us the picture of the biggest crab you can find.
Please do.
And send it to Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
In 2023, Britain has once again lost its Prime Minister. And we are in desperate need of a new one. Here is one of our candidates.
I am Sam Alexander,
If I was going to be the next UK Prime Minister, I would restart the UK economy. I would raise money to give everyone a home. I would order another referendum to try and get the UK back into the EU. I would appoint Greta Thunberg as the Health Secretary to tackle climate change. I would order the RAF and military to kill Putin and end the war in Ukraine. I would meet Joe Biden to discuss new gun laws to end the shootings in America. And finally, sort out the NHS and make it easier to run A&E at full capacity.
You have just heard from Sam at Team Dominica in a candidate broadcast for the future Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. So, Joel, since you're not Prime Minister, but if you would, what would you change?
I think I would start with the biggest issue possible. Now, admittedly, I haven't confirmed this, but I have found out this and I found it shocking. Did you know that for something to be considered chocolate, it must have, I think it's a minimum of 30% actual chocolate? I do not approve of this. I think that is way too low. I would increase that percentage. I want British chocolate to be something to be proud of. Make great British chocolate great again!
Okay, fam, well, how about you? If you were Prime Minister, what would you change?
Stop COVID and throw it in the River Thames. That's what I would do.
Do you want to give fish COVID? Do you want to give fish? Okay, so for me, I am under the strong impression that there's a few food types you don't mess with. And one of those types is cheese. And I am a very strong opinion on this. So the thing I would do is immediately ban vegan cheese.
Really?
Because that thing is an abomination to the food market.
Wow.
And I think the person who ever made it should be forced to sit there and eat every single slice on the planet.
I've got to be honest, when you said you had an opinion about cheese, I was a bit worried you were about to tell people to get rid of shredded cheese.
No.
And make Britain great again.
No.
Pun.
I am a big lover of cheese. But the thing is vegan cheese, I can't stand it.
I know quite a few people who are lactose intolerant, and you can grow to like it.
I haven't tried vegan food.
Wait, you don't have chips?
I do. I love chips.
Yeah, hate to break to you, Fran, but chips are vegan.
Vegan samosas, I've tried those. They're like this triangle thing with vegetables in there. And those things are delicious, so I'm all for vegan food. Don't get me wrong. But vegan cheese,
all right.
Pure abomination to nature.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
I am Brad.
I'm Lily.
Team Dominica are a social enterprise charity, and the vision is for people with learning difficulties to be valued in the workplace and to reach their full potential and feel valued as a member of society. We do the classroom, and that's like things to do like numbers and money and stuff.
We learn different skills in class about doing teamwork and working with different people. I do work experience at the Grand Hotel. I serve people, clean tables, fold napkins, make drinks, make coffees. We have four different cafes around Brighton. One in Preston Circus, one at Jubilee Street, one in Hove, and one in Lewis Road. Everyone in the programme works at the cafe and does work experience at the cafes and learn how to use the till and use a coffee machine and do latte art and make food. My experience at the cafe is good. Great.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Now it's time to hear from some real people in the real world in Sounds Like My Life. We ask people across the world to share the challenges and triumphs of their daily lives. In this episode, we'll be hearing from Philip and Sam. First up, let's hear from Philip in Florida.
My name is Philip Gibson. This is my first diary. I was off of work today, so I didn't have anything to do. It was kind of a down day for me. And when I say down, I mean I just felt sad. Sometimes you just feel that way, but it's a human thing. It's very easy to like spiral down, but I got myself because I know that I'm really not sad. I'm feeling sad. I am not sad. My entire state of being is not sad. I was just feeling sad at that one moment in time because my medications hadn't kicked in yet. That's really what it was. But I started off kind of listless in the day, and I wrote some music, made some new beats. I wrote some new lyrics, and then it got gradually better because I found out that I had been waging a mini war against an insurance company because they had denied my disability claims for about 6 months, and I got an email. They approved my benefits, I guess. Yeah, that was a real blessing to hear. And now I'm able to not only start saving for the future, but I can at least buy some things to help my creative journey. I also applied for some other jobs. I'm currently working full-time, but it's just not good for my migraines or my autism. I'm autistic, by the way. I don't know if you could tell by the everything in this conversation. And that's also it's another weird trope about people with autism is that they don't have humor. I have humor. It's all I have. Another joke. I'm sorry. I'm going to get going. It ended up being a pretty good day. A lot of days end up like that for me. They start off kind of like cold, but then I'm like, I kind of remember that I have tools to battle against depression now. And I'm not just waging this war alone. Mental health professionals are a godsend. And music is beautiful because sometimes I'm not able to articulate the thoughts that I want to say or articulate my emotions correctly. But when I have a pen and a pad, I can go ham. I can go crazy just writing lyrics. And I have to tell myself, I have to set timers on my phone to take a break because I lose myself in it. And it's tools can be beautiful, beautiful things. And my day ended with me right here.
Now, let's hear from Sam in Essex.
I'd felt bad that I wasn't doing as many gigs with my poetry or music as I felt I could be. I felt I was hardly playing at all and felt this could be to blame for why I'm not as successful as I'd like to be. I thought I needed to do more. I needed to perform more to at least try and get further and be doing more. I'd contacted a friend. She performed a lot of gigs, and I thought I'd ask who she thought were good promoters to talk to try and get gigs. She gave me a list, and I finally contacted them. With one of them, a gig came up, and it was exciting to have a gig coming up. I had heard there were going to be lots of models at this gig, as it was a gig partly based with art and body painting. And I had this idea that maybe that's where I would meet someone. I might meet a girlfriend there and be living the dream, going out with a model to make up for all the isolation that I tend to feel and my troubles finding a partner. I get there and we can't get in. We're just locked out of the venue. We finally manage to get in as someone's leaving the venue and we come in. And then we're just waiting around for about an hour. And I think, is this just a waste? Is it worth me giving up my Saturday for this unpaid gig? On the Saturday, I usually enjoy that day spending it with my family. Before I perform at the gig, I just see everyone is talking to people except me. Just loads of people are talking. There are loads of women I'd like to go out with, but I can't talk to anyone. I end up isolated so often in these big group situations. A friend arrived. I got this gig at short notice. I was surprised that a friend came down. I didn't even have to message her about it. She saw some of the social media promotion I'd been doing for this gig and she came down. So that was really good to know that someone came down without me even having to message them. I performed. I went down really well. I was unsure if people were going to respond well to my stuff in this setting with people standing around being painted. I wasn't sure if it was the type of setting where people were going to listen to words in songs or poems, but people really did and really got into my poems, listening to my words and dancing to my songs. And loads of people afterwards told me how much they really liked my poems. I did some networking, some promotion, connected with a lot of people on Instagram. The promoter for the gig wanted me to perform again, so I have more gigs to perform at and spread what I do.
And this is Philip from Florida.
I am so blessed to have people that are willing to work with me and promote my music. I can't even put into words how much it means to me. There is genuine light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm not even at the end of my tunnel. It's like there's light at halfway. It's like the light's turned on halfway in the tunnel. And I'm glad for it. And just wanted to say thank you to Carousel for giving me this opportunity. It's been hard for me to get people to listen to what I have to say. And it's mostly because I'm autistic. And I'm not shy about telling people that, but because it's who I am. But it often makes them look at me a different way. And I really appreciate Carousel for showing me that people do want to hear what I have to say. Yeah. That's it. Thank you so much. You all have a blessed good morning, good day, and good night, wherever you are.
Once again, you will listen to Philip and Sam, our radio diarists for this week. We would like to thank them very much. So, Jason.
Yes.
What have you been up to?
Well, this week I have been sorting through my possessions, figuring out what I need and what I don't need, bagging up stuff and sending it to the charity shop.
Ooh.
So what have you been doing, Fran?
I went away on holiday.
Ah.
That's where I've got a lovely tan.
Which, of course, looks incredible on radio.
No, I got really brown and the weather's lovely.
She is quite bronze today.
And how about you, Joe? What have you done this week?
Pulled an all-nighter because I was trying to complete a game. I make great life choices.
Fair enough.
I've actually been listening to something quite interesting. I got an audiobook. I've been listening to a little thing called Journey to the West. Mm. If you've never heard of it, you may remember a very old BBC show called Monkey Magic, based on a literally thousands of year old story. It's one of the oldest stories kind of ever, about a monkey who challenges heaven and then after that is imprisoned and now is trying to get redemption. If that sounds really weird, I can assure you that is the most normal element of Journey to the West. I've been thoroughly enjoying listening to this thing that I think might be like 4,000 years old. Pat, I think people are starting to get used to elements of East Asia. So, you know, maybe the adventures of Monkey, Pigsy, Sandy and Tripitaka may not be that weird anymore.
No, I mean, it makes sense because there's a tribe of monkeys in Japan that live on a mountaintop. And what they do is they will steal things from people and then hold it ransom in exchange for food.
Carousel Radio.
Here is a song by one of our radio diarists, Philip Gibson. The track is called Funky Guy.
What if I was a funky guy? You say no, funk is dead, yo. I say I don't think so, man. Funk is alive, and here I stand. I don't need money and I don't need fame. Being funky is my game. All we need is drums and bass, vocals, piano, dancing in place. Glitter in my afro, glitter on my suit, color lit back glow, smoke machines to boot. Let them know throughout the town, hit the dance floor, boogie on down. Let them know throughout the town, no escape from the magical sound. When it comes to funky bars, you found the best. You hit gold, young man. Don't go west. Don't go searching on your bike. This is what a funky guy looks like.
And that was Funky Guy by Philip Gibson.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
Well, that's it. Yeah, okay. I guess all we have to do now is thank a bunch of people. Let's start with you, Fran. Thank you, Fran.
Thank you.
And thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Jason.
And thank me.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joel.
All right, and let's thank the candidates of Team Dominica.
We'd also like to give thanks to our audio diarists, Philip Gibson and Sam Castle-Ward.
I'd like to say thank you to the Carousel House Band for the theme tunes.
We'll be back with a new podcast in May.
D-
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.